Imagine living in a small, windowless 8-by-10-foot room with little to no human contact. These are the prison cells that inmates are forced to live in for months or even years on end. Some inmates in California state prisons are now on a hunger strike to protest living conditions at the Pelican Bay State and other facilities. Dolores Canales is the mother of a prisoner at Pelican Bay.
And what's heartbreaking is, you know, never being able to hug him. Knowing that when I'm sitting at a visit, the only time he is ever making eye contact with a human being is when he is able to get a visit.
Canales' son, John, is taking part in the hunger strike, and she worries about his health.
This could be very serious to where they do start dying and where they do start, you know, becoming seriously ill. But they feel that it's their only hope.
Dorsey Nunn is the executive director of the Legal Services for Prisoners with Children.
When you start holding people in and only giving them an hour and a half exercise every day or every other day, we think that constitutes torture. When you start housing people with an average of about 6 years and 7 or 8 months, then we got some real problems in the state of California.
This is not the first time prisoners have protested their solitary confinement. Last July, there was a 20-day hunger strike at Pelican Bay. It ended when the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation agreed to negotiate. But many prisoners say they did not notice any significant changes, which triggered the current hunger strike. Keith James is an organizer in support of the prisoner hunger strikes.
It's unconscionable, unequivocally unacceptable for this to be going on in any state or country in the world, and it's going on here in the United States, and a giant spotlight needs to be put on it because the torture needs to be ended.
Prisoners and their supporters are hoping that this time around, the state will make improvements. Calls to the Departments of Corrections were not returned. Smith Obandade, Annenberg Radio News.